Blog Talk Radio. And good evening, everyone. Welcome back to this live talk radio call-in show called Having Said That. We're coming to you live tonight, Tuesday, January 6th, for the first time in a very, very long time. I am singing of tomorrow. To call in about anything and everything, as long as it's fairly intelligent. The number to call is 3474309 a scotch, Macallan, and I just want to say good evening, everybody, and welcome back if you're listening live this evening, Tuesday, January 6th. It's been a really long time, but I've decided to start it up once again. You're listening to Blog Talk Radio, which is heard potentially around the world, and you're listening to Having Said That. The number to call is 347-324-3099. This is a show. Live call-in radio talk and talk about basically anything, as long as, I said before, it's fairly intelligent. I have a whole bunch of things that I would like to say, but I'd rather hear from you. So the number to call, once again, 347-324-3099. And if this is your first time listening to Blog Talk Radio, let me just explain the phenomenon that it is. It is a medium that obviously is available over the internet, and anyone that has a computer or internet connectivity, I should say, can listen to Blog Talk Radio. And it is Blog Talk Radio that is growing by leaps and bounds. And amazingly, if I can brag, I looked at the statistics page that they offered to radio hosts that have shows on Blog Talk Radio, and they listed that I had, at one point before I signed off the air in June, over 7,000 listeners. So, be that as it may, I'm back on the air. It's Tuesday, January 6th, 2015. That's the first time I'm saying that. I started out in radio, and I'm ending up here in radio. So, Blog Talk Radio is a phenomenon. We'd like you to be a part of it, but the key is that you call in and be a part of the show. 347-324-3099. What topic is it that you'd like to talk about? Well, just call in and just say it out over the air, and then I'll talk about it. And if I can persuade you to talk with me, that would be even better. It's so funny because people text me and email me while I'm on the air, but most people don't call. But I know that people are listening. So, in fact, when I sent out the invite, and that's the one improvement that Blog Talk Radio has made in the last year or so since I've been on the air, is that they are really offering ways for radio show hosts to promote their radio shows. And the way that they do that is, of course, is through social media, such as Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and all those wonderful things. So you really do build up an audience. And if you can't listen to it live, as it's happening now from 8:30 to 9:30, you can listen to it in the archive section of Blog Talk Radio for the show, having said that. So we hope that you will, however, participate, because I really don't want to talk for a whole hour, even though I probably could. I have a lot of things to complain about. But before I do that, because I'm trying to start the year on a positive note, I'd like to hear from you. You can call in at 347-324-3099. It's painless, I promise you. You'll get on the air, and then you'll say to yourself, once you've been on the air, why didn't I call in sooner? I really enjoyed that. People are texting me that I should talk about my wedding, our wedding. Yes, it was a wonderful event if you were there, and if you weren't there, well, I'm sorry that you weren't, but I'm not going to talk about that. The number to call is 347-324-3099. I know one person that's going to call in because I just had dinner with him. And I'm anxiously awaiting him to call in. I told him to call in around 8:45, just in case the phones were ringing off the hook and no one could get through. I told him to call in at 8:45. In any event, what do I want to talk about tonight? Well, first of all, I want to say a very big, filled with love, happy birthday to Pilar Ortiz Diaz. And for that, I'm going to go to my sound effects, if I still have them in here. Yes, I do. Happy birthday, Pilar. We love you very, very much. Today is her 14th birthday, and Pilar is the daughter of two of our very dearest friends, Aram and Millie, who are hopefully listening in Long Island City this evening. And if you're not, you can catch it on the replay, as I said. But happy 14th birthday, Pilar. We love you, love you, love you. Okay, what else? I want to talk about the Golden Globes that are upcoming. I want to talk about a new medium that I've discovered called Audible.com, which is I'm addicted to. And now that I have a fairly substantial commute every day, which is about an hour each way, it's a wonderful way to spend an hour in the car each day. It's audible.com, and those of you who are Howard fans, I'm sure that you are familiar with this medium. They're books that are read by, most of the time, read by the people that write them. So it's really good. Oh, there we go. See, I told you people are texting me and emailing me. So I do want to talk about that. I want to talk about binge television show watching, of which those of you who know me, I am addicted and I have favorites, and I want to talk about some of the past favorites that I've spoken about, but I also want to talk about a couple of new ones that I've discovered, and I'm actually going to say that we discovered before, because believe it or not, Luann, don't tell anyone, but Luann is now watching a couple of the shows that I've been binging on. So that's a very monumental progressional event that has happened. That's changed since the last time I was on the air. Okay, what else do I want to talk about? We went to see Stevie Wonder down in Philadelphia, which was the second time that I saw him. And for those of you who know me, there are two bands or groups that are my favorite. One, of course, is Stevie Wonder, and the other one is Led Zeppelin. The likelihood of me ever seeing Led Zeppelin is probably rare, but I have seen Stevie now for the second time, and it was absolutely amazing. It was down in the, I think it was the Comcast Stadium in Philly. It's probably not the name of it, but that's where we saw him, and it was phenomenal. I'm laughing because people text. Okay, if you're going to text me, just pick up the phone and call me. 347-324-3099. Yes, I still have cable, although I would love to disconnect it. I don't watch Scandal on TV, which I guess is probably something that's sacrilegious, but I do not watch that. But I do watch, my new two favorites are Luther, which is a BBC show that is now offered on Netflix. I don't know what I would do without Netflix. Netflix is really, that's primarily where I watch most of my stuff. The second show that I watch is The Affair on Showtime. And I have to save that for a little while because I have so much to say about that show. Not the least of which, the two actors on that show are phenomenal. Yes, you are driving me nuts, whoever is texting. I know who's texting me. Just pick up the phone and call. We can talk all about this. That would be the best. That's why they call it a live call-in radio show. The number to call is 347-324-3099. As I said, people are texting, people are emailing, people are Facebooking me, but I don't, you know, that's all good for other times, but right now I have a live radio show which you can be a part of simply by picking up the phone and calling. And then we can talk. And if you want to remain anonymous, that's fine too. I don't like drinking alone. Okay, number to call, 347-324-3099. We do have a call coming in. Let's see who it is. Hello, welcome to Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to Having Said That.
Hello. Bob and Camp, am I coming through clear?
Nice and clear. Who, pray tell, is this?
This is Chris Camp. How are you?
Chris Camp, my nephew.
Hey.
Everybody. Wait, let me get my, hold on one second. I have sound effects.
Sound effects. Better. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's quality right there. That is quality. It sounds like you have a whole crowd behind you. That's how.
Yeah, I have a crowd and an engineer and a whole staff that feverishly working behind me to bring to my listeners Blog Talk Radio and my first caller, who is Chris Camp, who, by the way, I just had dinner with. How are you?
Good. And that staff you're talking about, it consists of two dogs and a cat, just to be specific.
Wait, the what that I'm talking about? I'm sorry.
The staff of your show.
Actually, three dogs and a cat.
Three dogs. My mistake. You think I'd know better.
No. Three dogs and a cat. Bella Marie, Michelina Marie, and Pumpkin Marie. And then, of course, there is Joseph Arthur Marie. So
okay.
That is my staff.
Yeah, it's a good staff. Quality.
Let me thank you and your mom for dinner this evening. It was wonderful. I love spending time with you guys.
Our pleasure. And just for the listeners, that was not me texting you. I was just waiting for the 3:45 mark.
No, you know what? I'm actually, I want to call out who's texting me. And Chris, you know this person very well. I want to call them out on it, but I don't want to discourage anyone from listening. So maybe I shouldn't do that. But in any event, the important thing is I have you on the line, and that's all that matters. And who better to talk about binge television watching with than you?
Boom. Let's do this.
let's do this. Let me just give them a little backstory, our listeners, because they have to know that the Camp family is our TV junkies, and it goes beyond. I mean, that's such an understatement. We love television. I was brought up on it. You were brought up on it. Your dad was brought up on it. The Camps are known for their television watching, and proudly so. Your thoughts?
Yep, some epic shows. These days, I got a lot going on, so DVR has become my best friend. If I can record something, and I sure do that, we'll make sure to sit down for at least a show or two a night. I got a lot of stuff I love watching. So DVR is an amazing invention.
It truly is. Let's talk about some of these shows, because you actually got me started on quite a few of them. Well, Walking Dead, you got me started on, as did one of my students in my class. Insisted that I watched it. I started watching it. And I'm not a zombie person, but suddenly I am. So that was a great call. And I will go to you. You are my go-to guy now. Whatever you say to watch. Whatever you say to watch, I'm going to watch. So tell me what currently you're into.
Okay, well, I'll start off by reiterating what we were discussing earlier about Walking Dead. I've completely fallen off the show. Not saying it's bad, but for me, some of the shows that are out lately, just so action-packed, I can't stand the amount of filler that goes on in Walking Dead these days. Just drawn-out conversations and Carl about every 10 seconds. So at this point, you know, I've kind of lost interest. But I don't blame the rest of America for still being in it. It is a quality show. It's got a great premise that nobody else has gone on. So for those facts, good show. But
well, let me ask you this. What which season are you up to in Walking Dead?
I don't even remember what the season numbers were, but I think it was about the middle of last season that I stopped watching.
Okay, I'm shocked because you got to catch up. You really do.
I know. And I was a big proponent of it, trying to get you into it. And
I know.
I'm still not ruling it out as a bad show. It's just the stuff that's out these days. I don't know. It's kind of just taking me to a different level, I guess. But that's just me personally.
Well, that's what this show is all about, personal opinion, perspective. You know, the thing with Walking Dead is that the thing that I've come to realize is that as I'm watching it, I'm realizing that the zombies are these people's least problem. If that's probably not proper English, but really, that the zombies are the least of their worries. It's everything else. You know, so like if a couple of zombies out of the woods or walkers or whatever the heck they call them, it doesn't matter. You know, they just lop their heads off and move on. It's everything else in the world and other evil people and things and places that are, you know, challenge them each and every day rather than the zombies, right?
I mean, I have to agree. It's definitely the other people in their world, probably what the producers are headed towards, which is kind of a brilliant scheme if you think about it. I mean, it's people against people at this point because there's only a certain amount of survival left. But
exactly.
Instead of the zombies, I mean, you have 20 seconds to watch a guy walk up, take a baseball swing with your nearest blunt object. I mean, zombies don't really pose a threat unless it was a Brad Pitt movie where they are extremely fast, and that's not what we're talking here. So
you're right. You're absolutely right. It's the other people that they need to worry about. All right, so one of the shows that – somebody just texted me saying that there's a terrible echo. I'm trying to eliminate that echo. I don't know if I
am. On my side or there, or my side?
No, I think on my side. You know, I have one of these fancy microphones because I'm a professional. So I don't know. You know, I'm trying. Oh, hello.
I'm here. I was on some headphones. I took them off.
Okay. Well, no, I think the echo was on my end. In any event, one of the shows that you and I were talking about, and I'm trying to get you into, is Luther. And you haven't started it yet, but you are amazing in that regarding trivia, and just like your dad, you know actors and who these people are. You know the star of that show, and I didn't know who he was. His name is, I hate to put you on the spot, but what is the actor's name who is the star of the show, Luther?
I haven't seen it, but the star is Idris Elba.
Right.
He's an excellent British, actually Scottish actor, I'm pretty sure I'm correct in that. And he is stylish, and he's been in a lot of top movies. I mean, some of them are smaller parts and smaller films, but he's got a lot of talent.
He's really, really good. Now, he was in The Wire, someone told me. And I don't know if you watched The Wire, but...
I did.
You did?
Yes, and I wasn't an every episode guy with that show because I was a little younger, but it was a great show.
Now, was he British in that show?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I was going to say, probably not.
A lot of these guys are just really good at going to American accents when they play a different role.
It's crazy. All of these actors, like Homeland, we were talking about Homeland earlier. These actors, these British actors that play American parts, you don't realize that they are British until you see them on a talk show, and then you're blown away when you hear them talk. But in any event, Luther, you got to start watching it. And what I want you to do is the minute you're done with the first episode, you need to call
me. Thank you.
Or text me. This generation does text.
No, I'll call. I actually hate texting. I'll give you a call and definitely talk to you about it.
Okay, cool. Now, can you tell everyone about do I even call it a television set? Because it's really not. Tell us about that thing in your bedroom. That, by the way, tonight, pulling up to their house, the only way that I knew that it was their house, because it's real dark on their street, the only way that I knew it was their house, as opposed to all the other houses, was that I saw this blue light emanating from the upstairs bedroom. And I knew it was Chris's house. So go. Tell me about the TV set.
Well, fortunately, it was a good investment, not just in general, but for a birthday present, a 4K television, which is the newest television technology out. Standard, I think the best broadcasting that regular cable can go on at the moment is 1080p. So 4K is the next step up. So when you're watching regular TV, even if it's in HD, it's not 4K. But this TV's quality is. And with things that are compatible with that is like the Xbox One, PlayStation 4, I have Xbox One, and it's basically like a big iPad, but more computerized, and you download apps to it, including Showtime, HBO, and Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the newer shows and quality things are in 4K, believable. I mean, it's, like I said, you're seeing the follicles on their cheek.
Yeah, honestly. It is. It really is amazing. It doesn't even look real in some instances, and, you know, again, as you said, most of the content now is not in 4K, but although the video games are. Most of the video games, I would say, in this day and age are 4K. But a lot of the programs, unless they're Netflix originals or I don't know, Hulu Plus originals, they're not being produced or shot in 4K.
Well, actually, a lot of the movies that you see, just about all of them are 4K. They're just bandwidth is larger because it's across a bigger screen. Newer shows on HBO, newer movies on any, you know, basic television like Showtime or one of those cable stations is just about in 4K, but it won't translate unless you have certain adapters that they're coming out with.
Right.
But for the most part,
even some of the more recent but not completely up-to-date films and shows have been transferred into 4K quality. So, like one of the Netflix shows I was watching the other night, it's from, I'd say, 2 years ago, but it is in 4K quality on Netflix through the Xbox, through the TV.
Right, right. But, I mean, there will. I think there's going to come a day when, for example, back in 10, 15 years ago, everything was standard definition on television. Then we made the transformation to digital and then HD television. And now most people, I mean, you know, because I teach television in school, when I ask this question of kids, I mean, everybody has a HD television set now. Nobody watches television anymore in standard def. Most people, right? So my analysis here is where I'm going with this is that I think that 4K will be in the future what HD is to us now versus where standard definition. Does that make sense? I probably didn't say it very succinctly, but I'm making the comparison that 4K will be what HD is now to us coming from out of an SD world.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I definitely agree. And they'll be coming out with it soon. And, you know, like we've been seeing recently, that new Joey from Dish might be the 4K cable that's coming out, and that'll be revolutionary.
Absolutely. And the fact that they call it what they're calling it is just a testimony to my brother, who was Mr. Television. I got to find out the genesis of why they're calling this new product they're calling it the 4K Joey. And I sent you that article last night. And I was, the Computer Electronics Show is currently happening. The International Computer Electronics Show is happening right now in Las Vegas. So they premiere all of the new products. And this new product is called the 4K Joey. And my brother, who was famously known for his television watching and always having the best TV set on the block. Now that's what the product's being called. So it's just another sign, right?
Yep, another sign.
Another sign. So, yeah, so anyway, so 4K it has to do everything with resolution. And the pixels in the picture and the fields of digital television and digital cinematography in the movie projection industry. So now television can be as high resolution as digital cinema. And that's, you know, that's where we're going in this world. So it's, you know, this ultra high definition TV, which what are we at now? 1280, 1080p by or 720. It's going to be something like 3800 by 2100. It's crazy. It's just crazy. But when you look at it, like when I went into your room and saw your 4K set, it's almost unreal, right?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I'd recommend it to anybody. Go to Costco or Best Buy, take yourself a 4K TV if you can, and oh man, enjoy it because it is incredible. And they're smart TVs as well, so a lot of them have Netflix running through them without the Xbox.
It's so funny. Yeah, those smart TVs are great. And just 3 years ago when I got our set, which is just like the one that you guys have, when they tried to sell us up to the smart TV set, I was like, nah, I don't need that. But now I realize, yeah, I need that. But it's too late. Maybe one day.
You should get it. You should get it.
No, I know. Now, do you have the Curve? The Curve set?
No. That was like another grand. I was already spending a good amount. That is expensive. But the Curve is sweet. The only thing with that is, I don't know how the perception is from the side. I think you might have to be dead center watching that TV. On a flat screen, at least you could be like diagonal or something and still get a good picture.
Yeah, I also saw that they're at the Computer Electronics Show or Consumer Electronics Show. I'm sorry, they're also they offer a curved smartphone too now, where the entire phone is a curve.
We're iPhone Plus people. I mean, you might be able to make a transition, but I certainly can't. I love this thing. this little iPad that barely fits in my back pocket. I sure do love it.
The 6 Plus, yes. I do too. And everybody makes fun of me when I take it out and they see how big it is.
Me too, but really they're just going home and crying at night. Sad tears.
Yeah, they totally are. And they, you know, they try and hide it and make fun, and it's pitiful.
It's really upsetting.
I love my 6 Plus. It's the best. And then everybody's like, well, where do you put it? You can't fit it in your pocket. I didn't fit my regular. What?
Let's get back to movies. No more iPhone Plus talk. Let's go favorite actors and favorite movies. No, I'm sorry. Favorite shows currently and favorite actors, actresses.
Okay. Favorite show currently is The Affair on Showtime.
I think
my favorite is going to be whatever I watched last. Now, we binged Luther all Saturday, and that was amazing. But I always go back to The Affair. I have to tell you, I have a mad crush on Ruth Wilson.
She is gorgeous.
Oh, my God in heaven. And I love him. What the heck is his name? Oh, crap.
Yeah,
I have to look it up.
Good.
Yeah, and you know what? He was in The Wire, too.
Yeah, The Wire had a lot of good actors in it.
I gotta Google him because now it's gonna drive me nuts. But that is, I think right now that's my favorite show. How about you?
Well, I got a list of each category, so I'm not sure if you're prepared to take that on yet.
I am totally prepared.
All right, let's see. Favorite shows currently. I won't put them in 1 to 5 or descending.
All right, before you go there, Dominic West is who I was thinking of.
Dominic West.
Yeah, and he plays the lead male actor in The Affair. And I think he was on The Wire as well. Okay, go.
Yep.
Let's hear.
Okay. I think I have a little delay coming from when I say something coming to you. But it's okay. It's good quality.
Okay.
My favorite shows are Vikings on History. For anybody who loves historic shows, this one is really accurate and surprising from history because – I haven't heard of many good shows coming from that network, but it is outrageous, and it's on, I think it's third season now, and they are just a bunch of incredible low-key actors, and it's pretty brutal and violent too, though, so you got to know with me, my genres are usually pretty brutal and violent, but anyways.
Yeah, I do know that. But what is it about that show? Is it the, well, you tell me, what is it about that show?
Well, the main actor's name is Travis Fimmel, and I'm kind of a person all my life. If I saw somebody, read about somebody, or watched somebody who was so epic and good and interesting, boom, I was just fascinated with them. Camps have this thing where they fascinate on things. As soon as you get it, you need it, you want it, you love it. And that happens with TV shows when I have a main character that's just so awesome. I can't control it. I just look forward to watching them. And he's one of those guys, no joke. He's just got the look, he's got the feel, and he's a good actor too. He's got a strange way of portraying the character, but it's great. And then the rest of the cast is studded too. And it's Vikings, which I read about a lot on my own time, fiction wise. So all of that incorporated, boom.
Okay.
Maybe not for everybody, but give it a shot if you're bored.
Okay, and it's on, what is it on again?
History Channel.
Yeah,
okay. The Random Channel.
All right, The Random Channel. Let me go back to this whole camp thing about missions. We call them missions. We become obsessed with something and fixated, and we call them missions. So just my mission, I told you, I love the Showtime show, The Affair, and Ruth Wilson is going to be appearing in a Broadway play called Constellations with Jake Gyllenhaal. And guess who has tickets for it?
You do.
Uh-huh.
It's a mission.
It's a camp mission. So, yeah. Yep. No, it got really good. It's in previews now, but it got really good reviews. So I'm looking forward to that. Okay, so other than the Vikings, which I have to be honest, I don't know. You mentioned that other show, the Nick? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, this is a show, I forget. I'm pretty sure it's Cinemax, could be Showtime. either way, HBO sponsored it. It's with Clive Owen. He's been in Inside Job and a bunch of other good movies. He's actually another European. But it's portraying doctors in the 1900s in the Knickerbocker, the old hospital in New York. And it's just very edgy. And he has to shoot cocaine to be able to try new procedures and do groundbreaking medical procedures to, you know, figure out new ways to cure people. And it's so edgy and explorative. I mean, this show, it's got a lot of grit to it, but it's also very accurate.
See, now that sounds like something I would watch.
Yeah. I mean, I'm diverse in my interests, so it's not just all going to be war. But The Nick, I mean, some of these people may not have heard of, maybe they have. If you're saying, I don't know, it's probably just a good shot to give it an episode or two anyways. Because
right.
I'm telling you, I'm not tooting my own horn, but I know shows, and these are good ones. I mean, I'm telling you.
No, you do know shows, I must admit. As I said, you're my go-to guy. You and this, I have a, well, my former student last semester, he was great, and anything he told me to watch, I would watch. You just connect with people, and you know that they have good taste in TV shows, and you're one of them, and he's one of them. So, but the
it's always good to have a go-to guy, right? On anything.
On anything. Let me ask you something, go-to guy. For music, clearly changing the topic here. We were watching New Year's Rockin' Eve. I don't know if you saw any of that, but I did not know one artist on there. And, you know, I pride myself in the fact that because I teach college students, that I'm somewhat in touch with pop culture. But I have to tell you, I didn't know any of those people, and it was sad. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Yeah, I mean, they're new pop artists. They're on Z100 and 95.5. Mm-hmm. You just got to plug those on, and you'll hear the same 10 repeats all day long. I mean, it's good music here and there, and it's for a certain crowd. But, you know, I mean, it's nothing to feel bad about. If you miss Justin Bieber or Iggy Azalea's new single, I'm sure your life will still go on.
Yeah, although I will say that Taylor Swift has come a long way from this little country bumpkin girl to where she is today. I think she sings some really good music every so often, but all these other artists just, you know, you can't even compare their music to what I used to listen to. I know I sound like my grandparents, but who cares?
Yeah, I mean, like Bobby Shmurda might be a little different than the Rolling Stones these days.
Or that Megan somebody, I don't even know her name.
Yeah.
And whatever. If you want to be a guest on our show and participate in our stimulating conversation, you can do so by giving us a call at 347-324-3099. You're listening to Having Said That on Blog Talk Radio. And we have about 20 minutes left in tonight's program. After being off of the air for a very long time, just because I wasn't motivated, I didn't feel like it. But now we're back up, and we'll see if we can get some more callers. Not that I don't love my first and only caller, but I'd like to hear from you if you are listening to this show.
I see how it is.
Once again. What's that?
I see how it is.
I'm thoroughly enjoying talking to you. And actually, I should have just stayed at your house and we could have had this conversation. Right? We did have
it. Yeah, it's better to broadcast it to the world.
Yeah. And listen, let me ask you this. Hopefully this will get somebody to call. I just got notified that we're having I'm not even going to say it. I'm having my high school reunion. I'm not even going to tell you what year it is. All right. But let's say long in your future, a long time into your future, you're going to have a high school reunion. You going to go? Would you go?
Maybe. I got to see how I feel then about it. Because right now, I see everybody at a high school reunion at Porta on a Saturday night. So it's not too much of a stretch.
That's true. What high school did you go to? I know the answer to that, obviously. I just want my listeners to know. Ocean Township High School. So, of course, you know, you see a lot of people down here at the bars, especially out in the summertime. I'm from Livingston, New Jersey, originally. Haven't been back there. Well, I mean, passing through town every so often, but I don't know. I'm debating. Let's just say, hypothetically speaking, 30 years from now, Chris Camp, would you go to your high school reunion?
There's a good chance I would go.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'd say there's a good chance.
All right. If you would like to weigh in on this, you can do so by giving us a call. You should be my co-host, Chris. 347-324-3099. All you need to do is pick up your phone, call that number. And how easy was it, Chris?
It was so easy. And Robin, I'll totally be your Robin.
You'd be my co-host?
Yeah, I'll be your Robin, like Howard.
That would be great. Oh my God, Howard was so funny. I had a long ride this morning, and I was listening. He had Bradley Cooper on. I just have to
recap. Who I love.
I do too. I don't know if you listen to Howard or not, but I have since I was, you know, a baby. But in any event, he had Bradley Cooper on, and Bradley Cooper is now starring in The Elephant Man, which is a show on Broadway, which was also a movie about 30 years or so ago. Howard is notorious for the 30 years that he's been on the radio, has always done this Elephant Man impression. So now Bradley Cooper comes in today, and again, he's starring in the show on Broadway, and they have like this conversation in dueling Elephant Man dialogue. And I was laughing so hard, I almost had to pull over because I had tears in my eye. If you heard it, I think you would have enjoyed it. Even if you weren't a Howard listener, it was really, really funny. And Bradley
Cooper.
It's so
funny that you say that because he is like the greatest talk show guy to have on. He was on Jimmy Fallon, and it's just like that interview. Those two, they start talking, and if you YouTube the clip, it may not have aired like this, but this is how it's gone viral. They start talking about the Elephant Man, and it just gets ridiculous to the point where they cannot hold the conversation without dying laughing. They cannot keep talking. They are just like every 5 seconds bursting out again. You got to look it up.
I saw that clip. I actually saw the show because I love Bradley Cooper. Whenever he's on, I try. Because he is such, you would never think that he is this massive superstar that he is. Like Howard was saying today, he said to Bradley Cooper, how did you get here today? Because he walked in, he didn't have an entourage, it was just Bradley Cooper. So he walks into the studio up at Sirius, and he was by himself, and Howard turns to him, and he says, how did you get here? He said, I took the subway. He said, did anyone recognize you? And he said, no, because I travel all over. No one ever recognizes me. And I thought that was so cool. He's just like your all-around guy. You know, he's not traveling with these, you know, 15-member entourages like that hideous little punk that you just mentioned before, Justin Bieber.
He's got style, Bradley Cooper.
He does.
He's a hell of a guy.
He really is. But if Howard replays his show all day long, it's a 4-hour show, and then they just replay it all the time on Channel 100. And I don't get paid for promoting Howard, but if you can listen to his interview with Bradley Cooper, I was laughing very, very hard. And
I feel like there's a Howard religion. I mean, really, people, it's like a cult. They cannot get enough of it.
It totally is. It totally is. And listen, I know everybody says this, but I really mean this when I say it. He is the best interviewer out of anybody in media today. Best.
He's excellent. You know? I listened to him interview Chelsea Handler, and that was awesome. It was like an inside gossip scoop on like what it's like to be a Hollywood star, who's cool, who she likes drinking with, who she thinks is nasty.
Yep.
That's a good interview. But you're right. He's excellent.
Another Livingstonite, by the way.
Oh.
Who I? I think, and I shouldn't say this, but I think in some way I'm related, or we are related, because Handler was at my grandmother's maiden name. So, I don't know. Go figure. Could be,
might
could
be
not
cousins.
Be.
It's a German last name. I mean, Kampf handler. She was talking about her Nazi grandfather in the interview. I mean, we're not Nazis, but
no,
in Germany,
no,
who knows?
No, but from Livingston and Handler, grandparents from Livingston, Handler. I don't know. Coincidence?
Yeah, Jersey produces some stars. It really does.
Look at us.
Yep. Jersey's right? Good.
If you'd like to be a part of the show with the last 14 minutes, the number to call is 347-324-3099. I do want to promote, before I forget, and Chris, you can jump in here at any time, the up-and-coming Winter Casino Night, the TPF Foundation, that's redundant, the Thomas Peter Paul Foundation Winter Casino Night 2015. Is happening next week, Friday, January 16th, at the Hanover Manor at 16 Eagle Rock Avenue in East Hanover, New Jersey. And it's an organization that raises money for children with cancer and their families. Last year, we raised at the casino night over $20,000. So not only save the date, again, Friday, January 16th, at the Hanover Manor, but not only save the date, but join us for a night of fun and all in the name of a good cause. Thomas Peter Paul, your cousin, my nephew, our angel, his foundation has raised a lot of money to help children with cancer and their families, and we want to continue on helping people, and you can help us by being a part of the Winter Casino Night, the TPF Winter Casino Night 2015. If you want to find out more about it, just you can go to the Facebook page, the TPF Winter Casino Night 2015. Check it out and sign up, and we would love to see you there. Last year was a great night. Chris, you were there, as well,
yeah,
were your parents and your fiance.
Did you write that down? Because that was excellent. I mean, that was beautiful.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Listen, I'm a professional. What can I say?
You are professional.
No, I had little scribble notes here to promote the event, because it's important, and I want to get people to come out to it. And you know, Hanover is in our old neck of the woods. If you can come out and see us and spend some quality time helping a wonderful cause, that would be great. You had a good time. Oh, let me mention Chris's fiance. I said that. Mazel tov.
Thank you.
Chris Kampf is engaged to a wonderful, wonderful woman. Can you give us a, want to give us a little, I don't mean to embarrass you, but I do want to share with everybody the good news.
I'm a very fortunate man.
Aww. Tell us who she is. Just first name.
Her first name is Elizabeth, and she shares just about all the same interests as me, so we get along, we have a lot of fun, and we travel.
Yeah, she's a good girl. She really is. And you're a good guy, and we are all so happy for you. We're just beaming with pride.
Thank you. Very nice of you to say. I appreciate it.
Well, you got good taste. As does she, right?
We try.
Yeah, we try. Okay, so I just want to give a little plug for the TPF event. You had a good time last year.
Yeah, great cause, set up well, and it was really a fun way to give back and, you know, support the cause. But it was also really fun to play some, you know, casino games and, you know, talk with the family and friends. A lot of people came who were not related, just want to join the event. So it was definitely a really good time, great night.
It is a wonderful evening and a fundraiser, and again, it's hosted by the Thomas Peter Paul Foundation, and it is a great night with a lot of fun, and we would like to see you there. If you've never been to a casino night, it's actually a casino, but you kind of, I don't really kind of know how it works, but you don't play with real money, but it kind of represents, I don't know, I'm getting myself into an area that I don't really know what I'm talking about, but in the end, you do raise money by coming and participating. And as I said, we raised over $20,000 last year for children with cancer and their families. And, you know, this is these are the I don't want to say little things, but, you know, the foundation pays a family's mortgage or rent or electricity bill if they can't do that. I mean, cancer plays a tremendous toll on families financially, emotionally, and this foundation is a wonderful way to honor Thomas's memory and to also continue supporting the tradition of helping families who are going through this terrible, terrible time in their lives. So again, TPF Winter Casino Night 2015 on Facebook, or you can Google it and get all sorts of information about it. It's going to be a good time by all. Okay, what else? What else do you want to talk about?
Can I just say real quick, not to go back to our old topic, but how random Netflix is?
In what way?
I mean, there's a lot of like good stuff that they'll put on there, but it has the most random movies. If you're just trying to search for something good to watch and you can't find anything, you're scrolling through, you're like, your top picks, they're like, what's eating Gilbert Grape? And you're like, that's a strange one. And it's just all like 80s to 90s movies that you haven't watched for 10 years and they just pop up randomly. I don't get how Netflix is set up.
Well, by the way, What's Eating Gilbert Grape is a phenomenal movie. You've seen it, right?
Oh, it's an excellent movie. It's got Leo and Johnny Depp. I mean, yep. I'm not knocking it. It's just random.
Yeah, it is totally random. It's not a movie that I don't know if it won any awards, but it's such a powerful story, and that's really, in essence, the key to all of it. I mean, when you think about all of these shows that you binge watch, that I binge watch, what's the most compelling reason why you watch these shows? It's about the story, right?
Gangs. I mean, yeah, the story, right.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know,
not gangs.
Cinematography. What did you say,
gangs? Yeah, sometimes gangs. Like here and there, gangs. But also the story, you know, the story's so nice. But then sometimes it's just about the gangs. The gangs are really fun.
Yeah, the gangs are great. One show that you keep telling me and I have yet to is Boardwalk Empire. I know. Go ahead, yell at me.
You're too late because not only was I telling you to start watching it, but it's already over. Like, they're not producing anymore. you dropped the ball pretty bad on that one, but I'm sure you could find it on demand or something.
I can find it on, I think it's Netflix, I think.
I don't think they have it on there.
I want to talk about Amazon Prime, too. I don't know if you ever watched any of that. Because, it's
yeah.
similar to Netflix. They have a lot more, not a lot more, but other titles. So, for example.
Amazon Prime, it seems like they have a lot more. If you search for something, it's available. But it's not free. I mean, usually you're renting for $5 or buying it for, like, $17. But, yeah, it's HD, and I have a friend who has it, and when I would work late nights and we'd just be in the office, I'd be watching some movies on it. It's a good tool.
No, and there's a really good show called Transparent, I think it's called, which we, of course, binge-watched, and now we're at the end of the season, so we got to wait for the next round, which leads me to my next topic, which are the Golden Globes, which are coming up. I want to say Sunday night. I'm not positive, but I think they're Sunday night. Being hosted by Tina Fey and Amy Poehler, who I adore. I think that they're just really great hosts. And I just read Amy Poehler's book, which is really good. But I like the Golden Globe Awards because they, to me, seem to be the most real, I guess. I don't know. It's the Hollywood Foreign Press Association that votes. All is said and done, the awards ceremonies, what do they mean? I don't know. But I just think that they hold a lot more water than the Academy Awards or some of those other shows that, you know, it's really it's all about marketing and promotion that makes you a winner, I think. Again, my perspective. So I'm looking forward to the Golden Globes, which are coming up on Sunday, I believe. And Luther, getting back. See how we bring it all right back around? Luther.
Yeah, you're like J.K. Rowling.
Yeah, just like her. Luther is up for several of those awards. And Luther, it was announced, and if you're just joining us, we're talking about a BBC show called Luther, starring, help me out here, Chris. What's the guy?
Idris Elba.
Thank you. And
Idris Elba.
Idris Elba. And Ruth Wilson, The Affair. It's just a great show, and they just announced last month that they're going to be they're going to start producing more shows, which is great because I really, really love that show. Okay, we have about 4 minutes left in this action-packed hour. The number to call if you want to just jump in here at any time, 347-324-3099. What I'm going to try and do over the course of the next couple of days till the next show is to perhaps line up some special guest stars. They could be anyone and everyone from politicians to celebrities. I'm making this shit up. I don't know what I'm going to do. But I do think I want to continue the show. It's Blog Talk Radio you're listening to. The show is called Having Said That. And it's fun. And as I said, my first job, Christopher, before you were even a sparkle in your parents' eyes, way before, my first job was in radio at WSOU-FM, which is the Seton Hall University College radio station. It was my very first job. Subsequently, went to WMTR and WDHA-FM radio up in the Morris area. And fast forward, here we are. So, any final thoughts, Chris? Chris Camp?
I would have to say, if you're not watching Homeland yet, that's possibly the greatest show on television. And there's a few Netflix shows that are exclusive to Netflix, such as The Peaky Blinders, with guest appearances by Tom Hardy, but a whole bunch of other good guys. And this is an incredible show. I'm not even going to go into much detail. It's just about a Birmingham gang in England in 1919 who rise to power. Boom.
What's the name of it again? Say it slowly.
The Peaky Blinders.
And what does Peaky Blinders mean?
I have no idea.
Okay.
What's up?
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say it's a true story. It's based off this gang that did rise to power, and their whole thing was they would put razor blades on the edge of the brims of their hats, and they would use them in fights, and you wouldn't know that they had them until they became notorious for them. But it's a lot deeper than just that. It's powerful acting. It's cinematography is amazing. It's filmed beautifully. I mean, the shots are incredible. The colors are incredible. Produced extremely well. It's done 2 seasons. I would really give it a shot.
Well, that's next on my list. And we were talking about this earlier, and I had said to you earlier this evening that you're the second person today that told me about this show. So that means something. It's a sign that will be the show. Now, that's on Netflix, right?
That is a Netflix show.
Okay. Immediately after this show, I'm going to watch Peaky Blinders.
Peaky Blinders.
Peaky Blinders. So, all right. This has been an absolute joy. I think you should be my co-host, officially.
I would love to, but if you have to do shows on your own, I understand. But it was certainly a pleasure, and I really appreciate you letting me be on this. It's a very enjoyable thing.
Listen, 17,000 listeners. That's not
really.
I'm telling you. I will let you know tomorrow when I see the stats for tonight's show, because they give you the stats after the show. They'll show you how many listeners you have, and I will share them.
It went down a couple thousand because I called in. Okay, it's not your fault. It's mine. I take the blame.
Not at all. Any show that has not one but 2 camps on it has to be gold, solid gold.
It's a recipe for success.
Exactly. Chris Camp, I love you.
Love you too. Thank you again.
All right. Give your mom a big kiss for me and say thanks again. And I'll talk to you tomorrow.
I shall. Goodbye,
everybody.
All right.
Bye. Bye-bye, Chris. All right. You've been listening to Blog Talk Radio. The show is Having Said That. I'm Robin Camp. Thanks for joining us. And as we close out the evening, I have to play not only Stevie, but I have to play Led Zeppelin. So as we close out, let me just say that if you'd like to join us again, we'll be on the air next week, next Tuesday evening at 8:30, maybe again on Wednesday evening at 8:30. We'll see. Let me know how you like the show, if you're listening, and why you didn't call in, although I had a really good time with Chris. Chris, thanks for joining me. I love you. I love all of life and all of my listeners, and I'm being ridiculous. So thanks for joining us on Blog Talk Radio. Having said that, I'm Robin Kampf, and good night, everybody. Gonna tell you nothing, but I do. Will, but I know, yeah. Now let me tell you about my girl. I open up a newspaper and what do I see? See my girl. Looking at me. Ooh, and when she walks, she walks. Let me tell you, when she talks,
bridge.